Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Dark reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts in front of the plate. Sokold fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Heath moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Dave Coslow now pitching. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sokold strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Heath moves to third. McCormick moves to second. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow fires to first and picks off Potter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kerr. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0 for 2 in the game. Sockold hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a line drive towards third. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potter is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 3 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize bunts towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mize moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 3-1, Braves. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. Marshall scores. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Braves. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Dave Coslow. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes, who is chasing the ball. McCarthy reaches third base with a triple. Cooper scores. It's Giants, 3, Braves, 3. Monty Kennedy pinch runs for Johnny McCarthy. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Rigney now playing shortstop. Lonnie Frey now playing second base. Clint Hartung now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sockold hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Connie Ryan now playing second base. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mize moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sockold scoops up the ball and tags Cooper for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark pinch runs for Sid Gordon. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lark scores. Mize scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Lark now playing third base. Phil Massey pinch hits for Nels Potter. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 4 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Dark moves to second. It's 6-4, Giants. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Dark scores. It's 6-5, Giants. Andy Hansen now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 5. The Giants will come to bat. Vern Bickford now pitching. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 4 in the game. Rigney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sockold strikes out. Two outs. Clint Conitzer pinch hits for Connie Ryan. Clint Conitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Boston Braves, 5. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.